Pasuk tells us over here, Kamitzvah Azois, Ashanoich, Mitzav Chayoim, Le Nefleisohi, Le Rechoikihi. And the Gemara says, the Pasuk continues, Kikorv Alecha, Adova Moed, Befichol Vavchal Asoisai. The Ramban learns, this is referring to the Mitzvah of Tshuva, that the Mitzvah of Tshuva is not something which is Rechoika, Kikorv Alecha, Adova Moed, Befichol Vavchal Asoisai. Tshuva, seemingly from the Psukim, seems to be an easy Mitzvah. Kikorv Alecha, Adova Moed. Really, tshuva, every year we come to this man of tshuva, doesn't seem to be such an easy type of mitzvah for a person to be able to do tshuva. So the Pasuk is telling us, we know by the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kol Yisrael, that Mo Hashem Shoyel Me'imcho Kim Yira Ischa. And the Gemara says, Otu Yira Milze Zutrasi, is Yira something easy? Rabbeinu Shem is just asking to have Yira Shemayim. And the Gemara says, In Lagaba Moshe, it's something called Zutrase. So in the Moshe perspective, here the Psukim are telling you that Lei Meva Hayom, now there's the Pasuk telling you that if Rashi brings down, that if it would be Meva Hayom, you'd have to do it. Kikorev Alecho Dova Moi. It seems to be something close. The Pasuk is very descriptive over here on Ilkos Tshuva. And the Torah tells us, Beficach Ulevavcha La'soysoy. It's in your mouth, in your Levavcha. So some say a person's Mekabel Tshuva, that's already enough to be called a Baal Tshuva, just the Kabbalah. But what does that mean, it's easy to do tshuva? So I was thinking, the Sfarim bring down very much that Shabbos and tshuva are very much related. The same with Oisias, Shin based off is Shabbos, and the Oisias tshuva also has those words, tshuva has the same Oisias, Shabbos and tshuva. What does the word tshuva really means, to return? Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, and so now Itza Atfilis, he brings down the words Hashiveinu l'sarasecha means to the Torah a person had when he was in the womb. That we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put us back to what the Torah we had when we were in the womb with the Malach taught us. Means that tshuva really means to return, to go back to what the original person is supposed to be, to live to his full max, to be Malach Tafke. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva means to return to yourself, to be what you're supposed to be. Shabbos is a zman when the world gets to it, finalizes what it's supposed to be. It's at its place where Shabbos is. Shabbos was the end. When a person realizes a Shabbos, he's made HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that created the world. That's the tachlis of Shabbos. That he made Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shem created the world. The kishesh is yom Hashem is Hashemayim v'aretz. It's a eidus. You're going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva is also that you makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you recognize that you erred, you did a chait, and now you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we have to come back to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate we have to come back to. Every Yid on Shabbos recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Yid on Shabbos stops his daily work and he has a munib HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yid that Shema Shabbos is made HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stops his parnasa, he stops doing his daily activities, and he does clearly why could the Kareb Baruch Hu is mitzav and Shabbos. And this is every Shema Shabbos understands he's doing this. Why? Because Rabbi Baruch Hu told him to do this on Shabbos. And he stops doing what he was doing till then, what he thought he was doing, he stops doing it. Chazal tell us, a person that keeps Ma'anik Shabbos, he inherits a nachlo b'li mitzorim, an inheritance without any mitzorim, without any borders, without anything on Shabbos. So of course, there many people keep Shabbos and not zoichat this nachlo. So the medayik from the Lushan kolan ma'anig is a Shabbos. It doesn't say kol ma'anig is atzmai. A person's ma'anig Shabbos, so then it'll be zoich this nachlo. So I was thinking this week that maybe pshat is, one could say that before the chet of the Eitz Adas, Klal Yisrael, I mean the world would have been that we didn't have, a person had his parnasa. B'zias apechal toichal lechem was given to us at the time of the chet of the Eitz Adas. That was the oinish for the chet of the Eitz Adas. That's the first chet we have, and that chet gave us the klala was b'zias apechal toichal lechem. If a person recognizes, other Mauritians did not recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu by eating from the Eitz Adas. That was the first chet. So his oinish was b'zias apechal toichal lechem. And of course, the Mefarshim learned very much that connects. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person realizes is Barnosa. A person that's Ma'anik Shabbos realizes that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can be living on the Ladrego of the Rishon Kodem Achet. A person's Ma'arek Shabbos means he recognizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a person is made that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, so he recognizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So for him, he can be like a Madrega of an Amrishan Kodachet. The Mele will be Zoicha Nachla Bli Mitzorim. Because the Tachlis of the whole Parnassah was an outcome of the Oila Parnassah, was the outcome from Chet. Shabbos is a Zman when a person returns to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Makir's Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mele, if a person's Ma'arek is a Shabbos, he's living to he can live that. So every yid realizes means we have a Shabbos. A person has a Shabbos and he thinks about why he's keeping Shabbos, and he realizes that he stops what he's doing, and he realizes as he stops working, he does what for the cause Rabban Shalom promised him. He realizes the whole week Rabban Shalom can also give him what he needs, and that is a person who understands what a Shabbos is. So maybe that's something which is Korav Alecha Dava Moid. If you just analyze a person in his own life, he can switch off his electronic devices on Shabbos because Rabban Shalom is Metzavim. And he does that because of Shabbos. So if a person realizes his Makkah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yel Taikha, Taka, Bizoicha, a person's Ma'anik, Tezarichel, and Nachal, Bibitzarim, he'll be having a Karan, Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the real Tshuva, which Shabbos.